Kind Words by Beyond Today writer Lorelei Nettles. Recently on a social media site, I viewed a social experiment video created by a high school student named Shay Glover. As she recorded, she would approach people and tell them that she was taking pictures of things she found beautiful. The reactions of people impacted me in both a positive and negative way. Most of the people in the video reacted with a thankful response, giggled, or simply smiled widely. It was a bright spot in their day. Some stood awkwardly, not sure of how to react to such a statement, and others choked up. One got angry, feeling she was being mocked. It made me sad for those who did not know how to react or were upset. To me, it meant they did not hear enough kind things from those around them. How do you react when someone says something kind to you? Sometimes we may react well to those we see on a regular basis and feel close to. But what about when someone we do not know compliments us? Our clothing, our hairstyle, or our conduct? Sometimes we are taken aback by others and or awaiting what comes after the compliment. The sales pitch, the beg for something, etc. Unfortunately, we live in a world where people often only compliment us if they want something from us or intend to deceive us. Psalm 12, verse 2. Effusively praise. Do we tell our friends when they look nice or do something above and beyond? Sometimes we do, but most often we say nothing. We do not want to constantly be flattering others, but a kind word can really change a person's day. I have a friend who says something nice every time I see her. I do not always believe she is being genuine in what she says, but I know her intentions are sincere. Yes, it would be more palpable if her compliments were said less often, but were more heartfelt. But I also understand why she does it. Our friendship is dear to her, and she wants me to feel good about it. Either way, it has strengthened our relationship. How about with our spouses or the people we date? Often, we neglect them most of all. Why? Because we begin to take those closest to us for granted. We imagine they know we love them because we are together. The truth is, most women I speak to do not feel as loved as they should. I do not speak to too many men about their relationships, but I believe it happens just about as much with them. This was also shown in the video I spoke of. The males were just as intimidated by the compliment. People appreciate small verbal pleasantries. Sometimes it's a simple comment on how she looks, or an attaboy when he does something out of the ordinary. It may be as simple as saying the often neglected, "I love you," to our parents, friends, or significant other. The Bible speaks of the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. It says she is praised by her husband and her children. But I am sure the poor who she served also praised her. Verse 26 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness." Proverbs 31, verse 26. Not only is she praised, she is most certainly praising others through her kindness. Psalm 112, verse 5 states, "A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. If a man uses discretion and is gracious, he is not a man to use false flattery. Instead, he would be a man who is thankful and would express it openly with others. Who would you rather deal with, a man who speaks evil or good?" Matthew 12, verse 35. We are also told that a harsh answer stirs up anger, and a soft one turns away wrath. Proverbs 15, verse 1. Kind words can be used even against a possible enemy. Many a victim has turned what could have been a terrible situation around just by being soft-spoken and kind to their would-be attacker. I have experienced this for myself. Using kind words can mean saying anything from a simple please and thank you to really making someone's day. I have tried to incorporate this into my own life. If someone does something that impacts me, I try to make a point of letting them know it. If I think someone is especially beautiful with their new hairstyle or dress, I tell them so. Overcome jealousy. The most difficult compliment, often, is the one that hits close to home. We often do not like to say something nice about someone who may do something better than us, or compliment someone who does something well in the field or thing we like to do. For instance, I have a friend who is in the choir and is a very beautiful singer. She could be very pompous about that, but instead, she is very complimentary to others when they sing well. She is also first to tell someone they have a beautiful voice. It's a small thing, but it can really make someone's day to hear it from someone who sings so beautifully. The point is, kind words can be healing to people. And a lack of kind words can create very sad, frustrated, and angry people. We see this occur on social media every day. Someone comments on a post, and the next person replies in a very hurtful way. These verbal attacks have also transferred into everyday conversation. I once walked into a room and had someone stand within inches of my face, literally screaming at me because they disagreed with me. I was astounded. They had previously heard unkind words about me from someone else. In this case, I did not have to say anything to hear unkind words. I replied softly and kindly, and the situation eventually quieted down. But the relationship with that person died that day. Proverbs 22, verses 24 through 25. We can build up or crush our relationships with others using only words. As a Christian, I am a proponent of speaking to each other positively. But I believe it is also very important to encourage others. Not in a vain way or to promote ourselves, but to let people know we truly care about them and to tell them about how they have made us better. By doing this, we may also engender the same kindness in them. We have probably all seen the TV ad that shows someone showing a kindness to someone else, who then goes on to do a kindness for someone else. And so it goes from person to person. Taking a moment to say something kind takes nothing from us, but can give someone else a reason to smile and have a better day. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.